Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I am the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. It is my absolute privilege and pleasure to welcome you to the Tuesday night More Heart Than Talent Mindset Call. I host this call each and every Tuesday night at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time, going on 18 years. I do record this call every Tuesday night. It is available for playback on the following day, Wednesday, at 12 Eastern Standard Time at the latest, oftentimes earlier, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time in the morning on Wednesday, the following day of the call. And if you're on this call tonight, I can tell you that I'm very proud to say my website is officially done. After many, many months of production and construction, I'm proud to say my website is officially done and completely in working order. There's a lot of features that will be applicable to you. I have a new online coaching product that I will be unveiling. I'm also going to have a business in a box and a complete entire online business plan. There's going to be a lot of opportunities for those of you on tonight's call to be able to create affiliate money through some of the products, concepts, and realities. Myself and my team at Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporating will be branding. I have ideas for a new guilt book that I'm going to be releasing. I have my own book called The Guilt Factor, but I'm going to have a collaborative project of authors that come together for one common cause. We're going to call it the guilt release. So I'll let you know more about how you can be a part of that book and be one of the featured authors in that book. I'll be releasing details on that in the next 30 days or so. So I want to welcome everyone to tonight's call. I just came back from a 2.5-day event called Breakthroughs to Success. I've been hosting that event for 17 years. That was Breakthroughs to Success number 108. Many of you on tonight's call have attended the Breakthroughs to Success over the past 16, 17 years. But I must say, the groups that I've been hosting the last few years have unequivocally have been so enlightened. So if you're on tonight's call, you've attended one of the events, and you have, want to share the wealth with people, let people know the real story of what that event can really do for them, because that event puts you in a position that in a very short period of time, you can release and let go a lot of the events that have shaped your feelings, that have created your cause, that creates your effect. And I'm going to do a very special event on the East Coast later in the fall. I'm going to do a one-day event on a Saturday on the East Coast, and the Friday night I'm going to do an event specifically for my Breakthroughs graduates. I'll be bringing people like Adam Scheck, Crystal Lowry, and some other key speakers who've been Breakthrough graduates to an event where we can have it'll be free to my Breakthroughs clients on a Friday night, a four-hour event from 6 to 10. It will precede a Saturday event, so I'll give you more content on that. A lot of ideas are flowing through my GMS entrepreneurial inspirational brain in the last few days. Creativity is flowing, and I want to be able to really share the wealth, ideas, and innovation with you so those of you on tonight's call can stay focused on and keep your eye on the prize, but also teach you how to create some residual income from your own intellectual property, your own ideas, so that you can really take your game to the next level. I'm going to cover a few quick announcements, and I'm going to move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. Tonight's call is really devoted to all of you, and my call tonight is I Am Me, I Am Free. This Saturday, I will be in Long Island, New York. Two exceptional co-hosts have brought me to their hometowns there. That would be Joy Schoenholtz and Kelly Bartoletti. Kelly is an exceptional woman I have the privilege of coaching in 2014. Joy is the same situation. I started coaching Joy in 2014 and have known both of these women for a few years and had the unequivocal privilege of watching them become the leaders that they deserve to be. On March 7th, that was my first ever speaking engagement in one of my favorite cities that I've spent much time in, St. Louis, Missouri. I grew up in the Kansas City, Omaha, Nebraska area, spent much time in the St. Louis, Missouri area myself. I spent a year in Columbia, Missouri, where the University of Missouri is. My mom is a graduate of that fine institution, and I'm a diehard St. Louis Cardinal fan, a real privilege and pleasure. On March 14th, I will be in Norwalk, Connecticut. March 28th, Weehawken, New Jersey. March 28th, the one and only Alexis Romano is hosting that event. There will be some great people attending and promoting that event. April 4th, Los Angeles, California, April 18th. I will be in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, April 11th, Cleveland, Ohio. And that is going to be a fabulous event, my first ever event in Cleveland, Ohio. And I have always wanted to speak in that city doing my own event. I spoke for a company once upon a time, many years there, but have never hosted my own event. And there's going to be a great group of women attending that event. Cindy Walter is the host of that event. A lot of her teammates are already buying tickets. I want to thank you, Cindy, for bringing me to your exceptional city. I will be back in Long Island on May 2nd. I'll also be in Houston in April, Philadelphia in May, South Portland, Maine for the first time on May 30th. And then I will be back in Norwalk, Connecticut. I'll be in South Carolina a couple of times this summer and this fall. June 20th, Spartanburg, South Carolina. October 3rd, I just booked Charleston, South Carolina. So those are some of the dates that you can mark on your calendar for a one-day More Heart Than Talent Mindset event. Now, if you're on this call and you've ever considered hiring me your coach and you're really serious about taking your game to the next level, I routinely have a 12 to a 14-week waiting list at least. And if you're on that list, I promise you, I will be calling you personally to schedule your coaching as the time winds down on the calendar. And if you're serious about taking your game to the next level, call me at 209-932-0227, 209-932-0227. And with that, we are going to move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. If you're on this call tonight and you have teammates, as I said, this call is unequivocally recorded and a call that was going to bring great value to you so that you can free your mind, free your brain from the intellectual being that you have been. If you are ready to be me and be free, if you're ready to step into that space, then this call is unequivocally devoted to that. We are, as a collective consciousness, are a group of enlightened souls on this call. We are a group who are very entrepreneurial. We are creative and we are innovative. Many of you are letting go of some of your identities that no longer serve you. Many of you, your career became your identity and you're in the process of reinventing yourself. But if you have emotional situations based on past events, those events oftentimes can become your identity. As emotional beings, oftentimes we get overwhelmed in emotions, anger, hate, resentment, specifically guilt and shame. We have anxiety about being rejected or abandoned, and then we tend to get overwhelmed. Now, if any of those emotions have become your identity, there's a high probability that you'll act out those emotions in addiction, specifically drugs, alcohol, compulsive spending, gambling, sex, pharmaceutical medication, anorexia, bulimia, and any multitude of situations that keep you overwhelmed, avoiding changing. And if change is required and change is imminent, then you have to learn how to let go of the control that keeps you overwhelmed. And if you want to be free of your past and you want to be free of some of the situations that hold you back, you've got to be able to address your guilt and your resentment, because those are the two most common deterrents that keep you overwhelmed, avoiding the transformation of change. And if you're going to be a business owner, an entrepreneur, if you're going to be someone who creates intellectual property and free enterprise, you want to be a writer or you want to be someone of influence and affluence, you have to be able to be creative and innovative. That means you have to be able to trust your feelings, trust your intuition, learn how to articulate your feelings into words, learn how to articulate your feelings into pictures, bring out your artistic, unrested soul. As a soul having a human experience, you want to be able to engage, connect, collaborate, and connect with people. But if you are shackled to an emotional state, if your hands are tied, if you have a hand behind your back, if you live in guilt, if you have relatives that control you, if you're codependent, if you're overwhelmed, if you have unresolved anger, there's a high probability that you'll be separated from your higher self. You'll live in a lower vibrational energy perpetuating the same circumstances, situations, feelings to attract the disappointment that keeps you disappointed. Now, if you have suffered enough and you have let go of the noble struggler flag and you are ready to be I am me, I am free, and if you are so done with this, as the great C.G. Siddons once coined in December of 2012 at one of my events, and if you are so done with this, if you are ready to let go of your emotional addictions that create your physical addictions, then you have to learn this one word, decide. And the power of a decision, the power of a commitment. Instead of telling yourself what you need to do, commit. And when you can start to speak in present tense, I am committed, I am letting go, I am lovable, I am capable, I'm learning how to ask questions in a sequence, I'm learning how to be an entrepreneur, I'm learning how to forgive, and forgiveness is going to be one of those powerful, relevant releasers that you can possibly create. But if you continue to say how hard forgiveness is, then you'll have challenges freeing yourself from your emotional past. Your emotional past has no hold on you. You're not handcuffed to a drain pipe. You're not handcuffed to a radiator. You're not handcuffed to a guardrail or a stair rail. The only handcuffs you have are invisible. But if you continue to drag the past or father time, and you drag a 10-foot grandfather clock with you, a clock of the past that you can't let go of, and you continue to speak into existence how invaluable you are, or how not worthy you are, how not good enough you are, and how lovable you are, then you'll attract people and situations to fill your feelings of low self-esteem. And you'll act out your behaviors, and you will sabotage yourself. And most importantly, you will continue to do the same thing over and over so you can stay disappointed. Now, when you are done with this, here's what it means. It means that one day at a time, you can address your emotional state. And instead of going off on someone, plotting, getting even, wasting valuable time on someone hurt, harmed, or shamed you, when you can let go of some of those feelings, then you can state, I am me, I am free. I am that I am, and I am that I am. I know that I know, and I am that I am. When you can state, I am that I am, that means I am me, I am free right now. Meaning you're free of your left brain, egoical, logical mind that keeps you overwhelmed and processing. And if you're someone who consistently checks out instead of being in your body, being available, being present, or in the moment, but if being checked out is your identity, you'll spend a large percent of your time not listening, not being available, not being emotional, and then you'll continue to not ever have this common, practical, emotional sense. When you start to have just common sense, if you start to have that, then you can also have street sense, business sense. When you start to let go of having to know everything, when you are analytical, when you have to know all the details, all the facts, when you have to be perfect, then you can't perform. Performing at optimum level means repetition experience. It means you've been in the game long enough that you've created a set of auto-suggestion where you're autonomic, automatic, you're very relaxed, you're very present. And in that spiritual body, that person that you know you deserve to become, you're either in the process of it or you're in the I am state. When you're in that I am state of I am me, I am free, one day at a time, then your intensity is very relaxed. Your attractor factor will unequivocally begin to change. But if you're an angry producer and you produce because you're pissed off and you are grinding your teeth because of your TMJ syndrome that you've created, because by God, I'm going to succeed if it kills me. I've played that game. It almost did. I've also been so determined to succeed that I want to get someone else's attention. That's it. I'll show them. Then they'll love me. Hollow victories never happens. The people you attempt to show or prove you're right typically don't care. They don't care if you succeed. They care if you fail. Your success won't win them over. The person you have to win over most is you. You have to buy into yourself. You have to be lovable, capable, good enough. But most importantly, you have to relax into your body. You have to let go of your intensity. You can't be so intense that you're not effective. And if you put a lot of pressure on yourself, which is an illusionary state that is not even it's not even there. Pressure is an illusion. You're not under pressure. If you look up at the ceiling, pressure is not written on the ceiling. There's not anything there. And if you're under family pressure, well, that's control and guilt. But you're not under anything. They use words and feelings to control you. When you begin to let go of other people's control and you begin to let go of your control, then you will no longer feel and be guilty. Guilt is one of the biggest deterrents to your ability to receive and deserve. When you come from power, the emotional etheric energy, white light energy, God energy, infinite intelligence, deity and or source, when you're in that space, then you can say, I am me, I am free. When you're able to freely communicate, freely respond, when you're able to freely state what you know, when you're able to confront with love and diplomacy, then you are free. But when you have a gap and delay in your communication style, and you check out an that's based on a past event. When you laugh without knowing you're laughing and nothing is funny, that's checkout laughter. Now, I am very famous for asking someone if it's funny. And I'm not doing that to be funny, to demean someone, or put anyone in their place, but I'm a master at relaxed confrontation and pointing out to a large percent of society that a large percent of their laughter is anxiety laughter and it's not based on joy. When you can genuinely laugh from love and joy and you feel so good about who you are and you can smile and the world smiles with you, that's different than checking out all the time. Consistently, if you check out consistently, there's a high probability that you will stuff your feelings. When your language continues to say, I can't and I'm not, when you say, I haven't, so I can't, then you'll continue to perpetuate the same situation over and over to be in an outer body experience. When you are in your body, it's just a metaphor because there's nothing really physical about that. It means I am me, I am free, I am in my body. It means I have the ability to write music, a song, a paragraph, poetry, prose. You can write on command without getting overwhelmed, without being concerned about how someone's going to judge you. You cannot possibly be free in judgment. And if you judge yourself, then you set yourself up to judge others. And if you're your harshest critic, if that's one of the statements you say, then your critical behavior will attract people to fulfill your feelings. And the more you understand the power of word, then you will begin to let go of words that no longer serve you. When you let go of trying, instead of trying, say I'm being. Being is a present state. And we are human beings, not human doings. When you can be able to communicate with people without being so worried about your agenda, that's unfortunately what so many people do, when you can ask a waiter or waitress in a very relaxed question, keep your options open for additional streams of income, and the person checks out and ums and ahs and says, well, I've never thought about it, then you'll be able to say, if you did think about it, have you ever considered owning a business? And they go, well, I'm going to school. You'll realize real quickly that this isn't someone who qualifies for what you're doing. They checked out. Doesn't mean they're a bad human being, but they didn't reject you. See, when you can let go of those feelings, you're free. You're free of rejection. When you're in the middle, when you're in the moment, when you're objective, then there is no judgment. You can't lose what you don't have. You don't focus on what you didn't get. You don't spend time in the pain of regret. You're not overwhelmed in the anxiety of the future. You are you and you are free. If the world collapsed and you know you're free, you'll be able to not survive. You'll thrive because you know that you know and you know that you know what you know and you know that you know and you're not worried about you don't know. And you're like, oh, my God, how am I going to survive? Well, you're not going to survive. You want to thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E. And when the situation is collapsing around you, don't collapse with it. Be present. Be here. Be now. Be in the solution. Be solution-oriented. Be the solution, not the problem. Stay present. Create your own resolve. Create your outcome. Don't panic. Don't get overwhelmed. Don't go, oh, my God. If you have panic attacks, ask yourself the value of panicking. What do you get from panicking? I tell you what you get. You get to avoid responsibility. If you can't go over a bridge in a car, fly in an airplane, or any multitude of situations that you overwhelm yourself with based on past events, or if you worry about your company going out of business, let me give you precedence. There's only a few companies in the network marketing and direct sales that have been shut down. Here's a classic one you can do with someone. When someone asks you the pyramid question, and realistically, you should never get it. Typically, the only reason you're going to get the pyramid question is you have anxiety about getting it. And to fulfill your feelings of unworthiness, overwhelmed, and having to be rejected, you'll attract that question to fulfill your feelings. When you let go of the control of being put on the spot, because there is no spot, you're not put on anything, you get overwhelmed, then you check out. Then you feel bad, then you go, I hate being put on the spot. No one's putting you on the spot. When you were a child, that did happen. When you had passive-aggressive parents, brothers, siblings, grandparents, violators, and perpetrators who did what they did to you, that's what it felt like. You were on the spot. You had to validate, justify, and explain yourself. But when you let go of the control of being disappointed and realize there is no control and you learn how to be in command of your emotions and you have high lows and low highs, you're not overwhelmed, you're not pissed off, you're not angry, you're not grinding your teeth, you're not eating a plate of food, you're not using Ritalin or any other type of narcotic or barbiturate, alcohol isn't what you use to take the edge off, when you don't use those type of situations, then you can really be free of your thoughts. And when you can be free of your thoughts, you can be able to navigate right through life, you can be able to adapt and adjust. You become a problem solver, not a problem creator. You become a master of flow, a flow master. You become a sage and a steward and a master. And when you're able to master your emotional state, let go of the cause that creates the effect, your attractor factor unequivocally changes. So in that kind of state, what happens frequently to the law of the few people who actually start to reside there, they start to be there, they become there. When you start to be there, your leads change primarily because of how relaxed you are in your body. You're not attached to the outcome, and a series of people that have been following you then say, I want to join you. And see, that's a one-call close, because that person joins you. You don't have to explain, validate, justify, talk, get overwhelmed, make a fool of yourself, go into an outer body experience to justify not closing a sale. When you can let go of all that noise that you create, a few people will slip through the eye of the camel, the eye of the needle. And when people do that, a whole different kind of lead shows up in your life. When you let go of being right and you can be present, then you don't have to be right. When you let go of being rejected, then you won't get rejected. When you let go of knowing the right answers, then when people say to you, is this a pyramid, ask that person what a pyramid is. And when they can't explain it, ask them this. When's the last time you ever heard of a company getting shut down? What was the name of that company? When you start to ask questions like that, you begin to neutralize the perpetrators and the violators who put you in a position you have to explain, justify, and validate yourself. When you're concerned with making mistakes, you attract people to fulfill your mistakes so you can be disappointed. When you let go of that kind of person, when you let go of those kinds of events, then you're in a whole different energetic, vibrational energy. When you come from love, when you come from peace, and when you come from non-physical power, the kind of power that empowers, when you're in that space, your attractor factor isn't off the charts, it's in your body. And that kind of attractor factor will attract to your reality people that you can collaborate with, people that you can create with, people you can be innovative with, people that you can bring projects together for common goods. When you can come from that kind of love and that kind of power, you can attract the Crystal Lowrys into your life. You can attract the Alexis Romanos into your life. You can attract the kind of people that you can collaborate with. The Susan Slys of the world begin to show up, not in droves, not in masses. They show up. It doesn't require a lot of people to change your life, and it doesn't require a lot of people to change their lives. But instead of being so focused on making a difference, that pressure you put on yourself to make a difference, which is impossible, create the difference in self. Separate yourself from your ego. Move into your body. Let go of control. Stop saying, yeah, but I don't know how to do that. When you keep telling yourself you don't know what to do when you do know what to do, then you'll continue to do what you don't. When you let go of doing what you don't and do what you know and know what you know, then you know what you know, then you can be I am that I am. But when you're afraid to be who you are because of the responsibility it might require, that's the story you tell yourself, but you spend a lot of time in the responsibility of being broken. It takes a lot of responsibility and a lot of drama and a lot of chaos to live in an overwhelmed state. It takes a lot of energy to collapse. It takes a tremendous amount of control to be an addict. Do you know how much time you spend wasting being an addict? Worrying about how you're going to go to the pharmacy, who's going to see you in the pharmacy, worrying about what you're going to buy in the liquor store, how you're going to sneak the food in the house, what you're going to do with the wrapper once you've got it off, what you're going to do with the pizza box, how you're going to sneak it out, how you're going to sneak it in, where are you going to put it in the house before you can sneak it out. That's freaking exhausting. I know, I've done it. I did it for years. I would overwhelm myself being overwhelmed, being so overwhelmed that I'd relapse. A relapse is when you revert back to an emotional state that becomes a physical addiction. When you can let go of your anxiety about how you're going to keep and how you're going to get, then you can be. You know, I'd enroll people in my team, but I'm not sure if I can keep them. Keep, what does that mean? I'd go out and get people, but they'd probably fail, and I don't want to go through the disappointment of failure, so I won't get people. I'll just use my credit cards to exhaust myself, and then I'll be disappointed when I look at the credit card statement because no one's joining me. Well, that's unfortunately a very common occurrence that people talk themselves right back into their anxiety so they can be and stay overwhelmed. Change your words, change your belief. Belief means your sense of certainty. One of the greatest chapters ever written was written by the great Tony Robbins, and I know many of you on tonight's call are going to have the unequivocal privilege of attending a Tony Robbins event next weekend. Chapter 4 of Awaken the Giant, Robbins wrote on belief, belief systems. A belief is like a tabletop with legs. A tabletop with no legs is disbelief. When you start to anchor your belief with other people's beliefs, when you start to anchor your beliefs with visions, when you start to anchor your beliefs with clearly defined goals and a system to achieve your goals, then you'll start to change your belief. When you believe that you're good enough, you'll attract other people who will reward you for the love you begin to live in. But when you believe you're not good enough, you'll attract people to violate you. You'll attract people to challenge you. You'll attract people to put you in a position that you feel unworthy. You'll attract people to feel disappointed. But when you change that belief, when you come from a sense of certainty is when you know, and a known know is when you know what you know, and when you know what you know, you let go of what you don't know. And when you hold on to what you tell yourself you don't know, then you can't succeed. This is why you have to trust. One of the most valuable spaces that you can learn to live in and trust. Now, if you've been violated, or you've been abused, or you've been neglected, or you've been fired, or your bosses have mistreated you, and it happens over and over except a few isolated incidents, that's part of your attractor factor. That becomes your belief because this always happens to me. When you let go of the always happens to me syndrome, then you can start to create random acts of miracles, random acts of kindness. Different situations show up. All of a sudden, parking spaces are available to you. The parking spaces were always there, but you were so concerned with making sure that there wasn't a parking space there so you could walk a great distance because you already spoke into existence that it was going to be very difficult to find a parking spot at the concert. But when you let go of the difficulty you live in, you can start to live in a different level of ease. Then you can be an easyologist or an easyosophist. So changing your belief is unequivocally paramount when it comes to your transformation. But when you live in doubt, when you try, when you hope, when you need, what that means is you're not committed. When you decide, when you commit, when you know, when you live in today, when you live in the present, when you can say, I am, you attract to your reality a different set of circumstances, situations, and to people to fulfill your feelings of love. When you genuinely love the universe, which you do, people, when you have that kind of love, when you can bring that to this new earth, when you can bring this to your new world, you attract a different set of people. They show up not in droves, in increments. And it's those incremental messages that you must be willing to see. When you have a great vision, you'll also have vision. But when you don't have a vision, then you'll accept other people's visions, and you'll trade time for dollar in someone else's dream, a place called a job. Now, most of you know a job is not rewarding. Some jobs are better than others, but most jobs are created by people who actually are very skilled at managing you. And if you've been managed by managers and no longer want to be managed, you want to be in complete command of your destiny, then you must learn the skills of free enterprise. And then you must be very specific on the skills of your vocation. But if you just randomly give it a shot or randomly try and don't ever really buckle down or learn how to hone your skills, then you'll never be a professional. You will be a perpetual amateur. And unfortunately, that's what a lot of people are. They perpetuate their amateurism by winging it. They never really devote the dedicated time to becoming a professional in their vocation. And I see so many people do this. They're never stationary. They keep moving around, running and hiding from themselves. They go out into the public spectrum. They go over here, and they go over here, and they go to this meetup group and this meetup group, and they go to this chamber mixer, and they go to this, and they go to this seminar, and they go to that seminar, they go to that seminar, and then they go listen to this coach and that coach, and they've got more coaches coaching the coaches, managing the managers, and they never really get stationary. Stationary is a place where you're grounded. In about a 10-foot radius where you start to really hone your skills. If you were going to be a musician, a guitar player, a flute player, a sax player, a bass player, a drum player, you wouldn't run around with your guitar and go everywhere. You'd find a centralized spot that was feng shui that you'd feel comfortable in, and you'd start to create the notes. You'd start to get really skilled in it. You might perform in different venues, but you'd definitely find a spot. That's why people play, that's what a garage band is. They practice in a garage. They practice in a stationary place, and they go out and really hone their craft in a live event. Well, here's the metaphor. Very few people ever actually sit their ass in a chair and learn how to use a telephone, a laptop, a computer, a cell phone, any type of social media and get good at it because they run around, they move around, they run from their self, then their ego follows them. You can't run from your low self-esteem, it follows you. You got to get grounded, you got to let go, you got to understand the cause that creates the effect and then hone the skills. The ability to ask the questions in a sequence is one of the most integral components of success you must master. You must learn how to ask questions to ask your vendors, your constituents, your clients, your customers, your future business partners, your doctors, your attorneys, your lawyers, the people that serve you. You have to be able to ask them questions, your accountants, waitresses, hostesses, hotel staff. You have to become skilled at asking questions. Many people take it for granted. Asking is a skill that is to be honed. It's not something you just do. It's something you be. You become very, very skilled at asking questions. Asking questions opens doors for you. But to be able to do that, you have to be free of your anxiety about the mistakes. You have to be free of the anxiety of being rejected. You have to be free of being abandoned. You have to be able to trust your feelings, trust yourself. That's what I am me, I am free is. That means you're able to trust unconditionally. You're able to love unconditionally. It means you don't get attached to the outcome. That's what being free is. You're not bound up by what does and doesn't happen. When you are really good, when you've developed the skill of being yourself, and that's a skill you must master, you've mastered being yourself. No one can be you. You're the only person that can be you. When you really have honed and refined and drilled down being yourself, when you're that relaxed person that people want to connect with, collaborate with, because the charisma that comes off of your body comes from love, joy, bliss, and enlightenment. When you can send that kind of signal, when you can create that kind of tonality in your voice, when you can enunciate your words, when you are heard, when you are felt, that's when people say, wow, I've been following you, I want to join you. When you can come from that space, when you do that, then your whole game changes. People begin to show up, as I said, in increments. They start to show up in increments. This is when you start to create the nucleus of your team, the nucleus of your tribe, the nucleus of your culture. When you start to do this, this is when you create this, a mastermind of lions, one of more of like mind coming together for a common good. When you start to do that, they start to show up. Now, this happened to me in 1996. I ended 1995 in almost $100,000 of liability debt. 1996, the game changed for me. In a hazy wave situation, I answered a newspaper ad. I had no idea that newspaper ad would lead me to my first seven figures. That ad was placed by a gentleman named T.C. Bradley, who was a minister in Alsip, Illinois. T.C. had only been in that company for 2 weeks. Well, that ad was a life-changing moment for me because that's what led me to the success that I had based on the dues I'd paid. The dues must be paid. You can't succeed without the repetition, the experience, the reflexes, and the emotional ability to be able to be yourself. If you're not you, there's a high probability you'll be an addicted you. When you're an addicted you, that addicted you becomes your personality. When you're addicted to an emotional state, you're addicted to physical products. When you're addicted to food, that becomes your identity. Then that means you spend a lot of your time thinking about that identity. You think yourself out of being yourself, then you use a series of words not to be yourself. When you're so concerned with being your lower self, because that's all you know, then you'll attract people and situations to fulfill your lower self. You'll be in anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, and overwhelmed feelings. Then the enterprise that you dream of living the good life, and you want to live in the land of promise, well, that never really happens because you're so overwhelmed being overwhelmed, justifying your feelings, that you'll attract people and situations to reality to fulfill those feelings. Then your habits will suck. You never get around to getting organized. You stay in an overwhelmed emotional state. You tell yourself, I know my desk is a mess, but I can find everything on it. You wait till the last minute to do situations. You're perpetually late. You're overwhelmed. And you live in a very low vibrational lower self. Now, if you've had it, you're finished, finito, you're not benito, you're done with this, and the pain is great enough, then you can change. You can change with the power of decision. The power of belief coupled with the power of decision, which creates a compounded effect. On any given day, you can change what you attract. But if you say, I don't know how to do that, you don't understand, my situation is, I'm really nervous about what's going to show up, I'm not sure if I can handle it, I don't want people to think, I'm not sure if I can, I'm not good. When either you're saying that or feeling that, that's the mixed message. Then you'll live in a place called doubt. That's the space between fear and faith. Unfortunately, that's where most of the world resides, tiptoeing quietly through life so they can arrive at their grave safely. When you begin to let go of those feelings, you begin to free yourself from your mind. Then you won't say things like, wow, I can't go to sleep at night. All I do is toss and turn. I require some Ambien to go to bed. I require some NyQuil, some DayQuil, some Quill of the Quills. I require an InkQuil. I require that. I require Sudafed. I require those pharmaceutical medications. I require barbiturates. I require narcotics. See, when you come from that place, then you are not free of your mind. You're not in your body. You are your ego. You do not have an identity. You live an identity that got created from events that no longer serve you. When you walk around this planet sad because you're a sad sack, you're a sad ass, when you come from that space, when you get so overwhelmed, when the wind blows, you're out of your body, when you cry a lot, when you get overwhelmed, when you can't figure it out, you spend a lot of your time going, I don't understand why, I don't know why, I don't know why I procrastinate. When you keep saying, I don't know, because you do know. See, what you don't know that you do know is what you really know is you avoid responsibility, because responsibility would contradict your neurosis. When you're in a neurotic neurosis that keeps you overwhelmed, unperforming, and unrealized potential, you can't finish the song you started. When you're a starter but not a finisher, what that means is you have commitment issues. When you can start a project but can't finish it, when you start a project and start another one, you have shiny object syndrome based on the adrenaline you get from starting and you don't have the emotional state to finish, then you will never reach the land of promise. Unfortunately, like I said, this is what a lot of people do. When you overcommit and over-obligate yourself so you can't ever get around to being successful yourself because you are so guilty that you live in this space of called guilt and resentment. You're too guilty to let go and resent yourself and other people for what you can't let go of. You place the blame on them. Well, I wouldn't know what to do if I left her. her. You know, she'd be all alone. I know she's an addict. I know it's a miserable life, but, you know, it's all I know, so I'll just stay in this relationship because it's what I know. It's the known known. That's what many people do. They live in their known know. But to go into the unknown, to go into the land of paradise or go into the jungle, well, you have to be able to go to get to the land of promise. You have to blaze the trail. And to be able to do that, sometimes you have to let go of what you don't know to learn what you do know, what you will know, and you don't know it yet, but you trust yourself, you'll learn it in the journey. And unfortunately, most people don't do that because they want to know the outcome before they start. If you could just tell me what to do, how do I, that's what so many people focus on, the how do's rather than the why do I. The more you understand why you do, then you can let go of the past. When you let go of the past, then you are you and you are free. I am me, I am free. When you let go of guilt that other people place on you, when you let go of blame, when you stop hurting yourself because you're a noble struggler, when you stop struggling to prove other people right, because that's what you do, when you're a victim, you prove the perpetrator's right. When you let go of being a victim, then you can become a victor. You can't possibly be a victor in a victim's in a victim's body. When you begin to let go of being a victim and you get honest about it, victims hate to be called out. Victims are very sensitive and defensive. They find the flaws in the process. You don't understand. That's so difficult. I can't do that. I'd have to change my whole identity with food. Well, I can't give that up. When you start to change your identity, when you start to change your association to what you're addicted to, then you own the addiction. The addiction does not own you. What does that really mean? Typically what happens is we associate with. We have such strong associations with situations that have happened to us that the association becomes our identity. Like me, I couldn't associate not drinking for years. Vodka was my mistress. I had such a strong association with vodka, even though I was throwing up 7 days a week, alcohol poisoning that eventually led to delirium tremors, I still couldn't wait to get that first shot of vodka in my system. I couldn't wait to take the edge off. However, I could never drink myself off the edge. I could never drink myself off the ledge, and one was too many, and 1,000 wasn't enough. I had so much anxiety about what I couldn't let go of that I couldn't let go of what I couldn't let go of, and I stayed in that overwhelmed, emotional, addicted state to fulfill my feelings of low self-esteem, most importantly, worthlessness, eventually where I began to harm myself and hate myself. And when I hit rock bottom, the lowest bottoms of ever rocks that you can bottom out at, which is the most overwhelmed, dramatic state to ever be in, you do not have to hit rock bottom, but you do have to be able to do this. When you reach the pain threshold, when the pain is great enough, then there's a high probability you will change. But if you continue to lie on that nail on the porch, and even though that you're lying on that nail and you keep telling yourself, well, it's not that bad, it doesn't hurt that bad, I'm not really bleeding to death, I mean, I see blood on the tracks, but you know what? It's not that difficult. I can bandage myself up. But if you can't get off that nail, well, you don't understand. This nail's comfortable. I know I'm not bleeding, but you know what? When someone goes, dude, are you an idiot? Are you crazy? You're bleeding. No, I'm not bleeding enough. You don't understand. When you can let go of that, when the pain is great enough, only you can determine and decide that. Like tonight, you could say, I'm so done with this. I am no longer going to live in unresolved anger. I'm no longer going to enable everyone. I'm no longer going to give my power away. I'm no longer going to use my credit, my money, to support people who don't really require and or deserve it. When you can let go of that overwhelmed state that keeps you in resentment, when you can let go of that passive-aggressive person in your circle of influence that you're guilted into having a relationship and then you resent them, when you can let go of that duality, because you can't be free in any duality. You unequivocally cannot be free in a contradiction. You can't have rigorous honesty when you lie. I mean, you can't do that. You can't teach yourself how to drink when you're an alcoholic. It just doesn't work. You can't continue to eat the same foods that got you an addict because you're so addicted to the sugar and the yeast. It just won't work. You can't have – a lot of times when you face your addictions, you can't reward yourself for being an addict and then continue to have relapses. It just doesn't work. An addict's nightmare is a relapse. Unfortunately, most people do it every other day. They relapse back into an overwhelmed, undisciplined state. they relapse back into rebellion. That's what addictions are about. If you don't have a system to succeed in, then you have a system to fail in. And if your system isn't stronger than your overwhelmed state, then you'll continue to revert back or relapse back to what is familiar. If you don't have clearly defined goals, you don't have a vision of where you want to be, you don't have clarity in who you want to become, then you'll end up staying who you are because it's familiar. It's much easier and takes much more energy to stay overwhelmed and intoxicated in an emotional state. It takes a lot less energy to succeed, but you have it asked backwards. You think that, oh my God, that's going to be hard, that's going to be difficult. I'm not going to be able to go, the holidays are going to kill me. I can't have key lime pie. I can't have red wine. I can't go out with my friends. I can't go to dangerous places anymore. No, you can't. And not if you're ever going to succeed in a spiritual body. You'd have to address the demons. You'd have to address the perpetrators. You'd have to address the people who have put you in a position that keep you doing the same thing over and over. And most importantly, you have to address yourself. Not dress yourself. You do that every day. But you have to address the cause that creates the effect. You'd have to be humble. You'd have to be lovable. You have to let go. You'd have to be capable. You'd have to be deserving. And most importantly, you'd have to have discipline. Success requires discipline one day at a time. The most valuable commodity you have is time. But if you don't value your time, and time is not a commodity, and time is not an asset, then time is a liability. If you get ready to get ready, if you're waiting for that mythical, magical moment, if you're waiting for the success fairy to ride in, if you waste your most valuable commodity, time, if you spend all of your time giving and serving and not collaborating and producing, then you're going to have challenges attracting your reality, the few people you can collaborate with. It only requires a few. If this is your year 2015, then you have to master the simple discipline of being in a stationary spot long enough to create the reflexes and the skills to become a professional. But if you think you're going to wing it to success and magically, mythically win a trip to the French Riviera that's so far out in the distance, and you've even gotten off the freaking launching pad, all of a sudden it's the end of February and you are stuck in Elmer's glue, wood glue, regular glue, super glue, you've got that helmet glued on and you're hanging from your fingernails, then you got to let go. You have to let go of what you feel is familiar. Let go of what you feel is security. You can't succeed when your job takes all of your time. Well, you don't understand. I have a mortgage. You don't understand. I have children. You don't understand. I have obligations. If anyone does understand, it's me. I've been there. I realized I didn't have children, but I had obligations. I had to pay rent. I had a car payment. I had credit card bills. I had newspaper bills for advertising. I had a $2,000 phone bill. I was in the NFL club, no friends left, no funds left, and not for long. Everything that you've been through, I've been through at a time or 10. I get it. I understand. I realize it. I've been there. I've coached 50,000 hours. I feel you, cuz. I know what it's like. Yes, I have been at RB, rock bottom, one of the most overrated places to make a comeback from. You do not require a comeback. You require belief. You require, I am me, I am free. When you begin to free yourself up from the past, free yourself up from your mind, then you can actually rest at night. But when you continue to stay stuck by saying, you don't understand, I can't turn it off. You don't understand, I'm unique, I can't sleep without NyQuil, Ambien, or any of those pharmaceutical barbiturates and narcotics, is going to take my edge off. You don't understand. I require OxyContin. You don't understand. I require Xanax. I do understand because I know what it's like to be addicted. I do understand what it's like to be free. When you are free, then you don't require ulterior situations to create your personality. If you're addicted to pharmaceutical medication, unfortunately, the pharmaceutical medication becomes your personality. When you can let go of that, when you can let go of what you think you have to have, when you don't have to have material possessions to define you, when you don't have to have someone on your arm to make you feel good, all that can still be liberating. But when you can be you, when you can be a celibate you, when you can be a grounded you, when you can be you that's free and I am me, when I am free, I am me, when you can be an unaddicted you, when you can be in sobriety, when you can be in prosperity, when you can be in reciprocity, when you can be the person you deserve to be, when you're a human being, when you are being, then you're sending a whole different level of energy. That kind of energy energy is called charisma, and that kind of charisma attracts people. That kind of charisma creates a relaxed being. When you are so relaxed with yourself that you actually glide, when you have a pep in your step, when you're able to bring that into the game, when you let go of your intensity, you're no longer grinding your teeth, when you can smile frequently, when you can breathe, when you can let go, then you're a whole different being. That kind of person, you are free. You are free of your anxiety. You are free of your thoughts. You are free of your past. You are free of your guilt that your relatives put on you to control you so you can stay disappointed. When you can be in the middle of it all, you're objective. When you can bend time, slow time, when you are time, when you are you and you are free, then you don't count the clock. You don't watch the clock. You don't want it to hurry up and get over with. When you're not so concerned with other people's mistakes, when you focus on a result, when you focus on the outcome, when your plane is on the tarmac waiting to take off, and you're going, oh, my God, I pray I'm not late. When you keep looking at your watch, I've done this a few thousand times, when you stop speaking into existence, reality you don't want to create to fill your disappointment, when you let go of that kind of control, a whole different situation shows up. When your expectations change, when you re-educate your expectations, when you change your expectations, when you educate them from a whole different space, a whole different situation begins to show up. Take a look at this tonight. Here's objectivity. Who do you mate? Who have you married? Who do you date? Who's your family? Who have your friends been? Who are your friends now? Who do you associate with? Who are your mentors? Who are you modeling yourself off? That will begin to determine your attractor factor. Your attractor factor is going to be a direct reflection of how free or unfree you are. When you have a lot of control, you'll attract people to fulfill that. When you have broke thoughts, poverty consciousness, you'll attract people to fulfill that. That's how you attract the people who don't have the money. When you have anxieties and worries about what other people are going to say or think, you attract the people who ask you if you're in a pyramid. You attract people who will ridicule you. You'll attract the people who put you in a position you have to validate, justify, and explain yourself. But when you are free, here's what you'll end up saying at one of my events. I don't get those questions. I don't know. That doesn't happen to me. Oh, my inbox is full. That's what you'll say. My inbox is always full. I have so many leads, I can't get to them. See, when you're able to state that, that's because you are free of your anxiety of not having leads. My biggest problem is I don't have leads. I don't know what to say, who to be, what to ask. You know, I get stuck. I get tongue-tied. How does your tongue get tied? It doesn't. That when you have a gap and a delay in your communication style, meaning a past event, passive-aggressive situation, a situation that confused you, that continued to show up, unpredictability, when you are overwhelmed, anxious about going home, that's what creates the gap and delay in your communication style. That's why you check out, have challenges articulating feelings into words. It takes you 3 to 8 seconds to be able to form the words, have them come out of your mouth. When you're concerned with making a fool of yourself, being judged, you attract the people and situations to fulfill those feelings of scarcity, poverty consciousness, abandonment, rejection, guilt, shame, overwhelm feelings, anger, hate, resentment. Those are the emotions that typically will affect you, that will create your overwhelmed, anxious state, your lower self that keeps you from being free. But when you move into your higher self means consciousness. That's your awareness. When you begin to move into a different level of awareness, your peripheral vision changes. You can see about 240 degrees. You can also bend your eyes, and you can see almost completely behind you. Your vision goes to about 320, because that's how much you can sense and feel. When you start to develop your memory because you become a great listener, when you're attentive, when you're in attention, when you can memorize situations effortlessly, then you are not your mind. You are you and you are free. But when you say, I'm not good at memory, oh my God, how do you do all this? Do you have a photographic memory? No, I'm attentive. I have great attention skills. But you have attention definite. When you have attention deficit, you know what it is, when you have attention challenges, then you're going to have challenges attracting the people that you require to collaborate with. Because you have to be able to hear what's meant, not what's said. being able to meet people they are is an absolute skill. It means you don't put expectations on people that they can't fulfill so you can be disappointed. When you begin to let go of that kind of control, then you will no longer feel guilty, feel resentful, feel overwhelmed, feel rejected, or feel abandoned. When there is no separation between you and self, when there is no separation between you and God, when you are one with, when you are in an innate innateness, then you are you and you are free. Your affirmation for tonight from me to you is, I am me, I am free. That means you are unique. When you come from that place, you are creative, you are innovative, you are you and you are free. On command, you begin to create intellectual property. On command, you can write a post without thinking, oh my God, what's someone going to say? What are they going to think? Who cares? None of it's happened. Do not create what is not there. When you can let go of that anxiety, you are you and you are free. I am me. I am free. So I want to thank each and every one of you for being on tonight's call. It has been an absolute privilege and pleasure. This call has officially been recorded. Will be available at calls, C-A-L-L-S, .goldenmastermind.com. That will be available tomorrow, noon Eastern Standard Time, 9 o'clock Pacific. Thank you, everyone, for being on tonight's call. I look forward to connecting with you in beautiful Long Island, New York, this coming Saturday, February 28th, the last day of the year of our Lord, 2015. Have a great evening, everyone.